Gotta move on. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. And I've got a guest joining me here who our last conversation, if you guys remember, was actually quite a few years ago. Brianna, how is it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm alive. Still here. Still kicking.
Yeah, I was wanting to do this because you caught me at the very, very beginning of like when I was doing my show, and everything's evolved since. Obviously, you know, we have a lot more to talk about now because we've both been doing some stuff, and I've been getting like all these message requests from people actually requesting me to have you back on. Either they just didn't realize I already had you on, or they wanted me to do another one. So I was like, okay, I think this is, you know, probably a good time to reach out. So.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's changed since, you know, we've last spoken? I know from keeping up with you up to date, you know, you're obviously singing and such. What's kind of these days looking like for you?
So I'm in school right now, Full Sail University for music production. I'm still singing with the same group I've been with, but I've actually branched out. I sing with my boyfriend's group, Escape Plan. And I also sing with, I think actually back when we talked before, I was singing with my best friend, Brian, with the Killer Bees. So we're doing a lot more stuff together. I have a couple opportunities coming up with someone that I worked with when I was about 16 years old, and I'm like super pumped about it because they're friendly with Justin Guarini and from American Idol. They are just, this person is, he's just a phenomenal, like just a phenomenal overall human. Like, he's just a great person. So when he reached out to me asking, you know, my availability and everything like that, that really got me excited. So I have a couple new opportunities coming up. What I'm hoping to be doing in the future is, what I'm actually striving to be doing in the future is, the reason why I'm back at school at Full Sail, is because I want to write for, up and coming artists, or like, you know, well-known artists, established artists. That's what I really want to do. I'm still working on my own, you know, original music and everything. I'm in the studio pretty frequently. Luckily, my studio is right around like the corner of my house, and I have one like kind of makeshift one in my house right now too. So I'm thankful for that. But yeah, I've got a couple of new things coming up. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
So cool. Yeah, when you were growing up, did you kind of envision yourself being like more singer, or did you want to write, or were you kind of hoping that they would all be like, you'd kind of be a jack of all trades in the music world?
You know, actually, I never really knew that I was into music until I was about like 12 years old, and a friend that I used to have, you know, she actually was the one that was like, you know, Brianna, you're actually pretty good at singing. And then I really got into it. I've always been a writer. I've always loved to write. I remember in sixth grade winning was a writing competition. My sixth grade teacher, who is like my all-time favorite teacher, Mrs. Matt, she actually came out to one of my shows maybe like 2 years ago, and it was the first time I saw her, but she keeps in touch with my mom and everything. But she even said, she's like, Brianna, you have a crazy talent for writing. You know, so I've always liked to write poetry. I've always liked to write short stories. You know, so lyrics, poetry obviously go together and everything like that. But I didn't envision, actually, I never envisioned anything that happened to me, like after, like with Idol for one, and then definitely not with Real World. I didn't envision that at all. Like, that wasn't, I don't know what my goals were back then. I had no goals. I just wanted to be fucking happy. That's it. I just wanted to live, you know? So I never really, honestly, I think it took me about 36, I'm 36 now, it took me about 35, 36 years to recognize my goals and what I hope to achieve in life. I've always loved music and everything, but I never thought that I would, you know, want to venture into like the music industry it was never really like a thought for me. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you'd say writing was your first sort of passion before music then. Okay.
Yeah.
Did any, so you said your friend, you know, said that you were pretty good at singing. Like, were you sort of like somebody that would just like, you know, out of nowhere, just something comes on the radio or something and you just get going? How did she kind of gather that you were a good singer?
I don't really remember completely. I remember being 14 years old and, you know, first starting at 12, so at my camp, I went to Golden Slipper Camp, and it was like they call it our home away from home. It really was my home away from home. I don't know. I just started singing there. I came home and started singing for my mom, the song by, Jewel, You Were Meant for Me. And my mom was kind of like, you got a nice voice, you know, like didn't really care that much. So, I would sing at the nursing home when my grandpa was in the nursing home. I would sing for this one lady in particular. And she really enjoyed it. She didn't really get many visitors. So I guess that's when I started like having a love for it. And then I went away to camp to Golden Slipper and I started singing there. And then flash forward to when I was 14 years old, I sang Christina Aguilera's I Turn to You. And every summer, every encampment, so they have two encampments, first encampment and second encampment, they last about like 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. But during these encampments, they have what's called Olympics. So it's a whole bunch of cheering and shouting and playing games. And it's really like pretty much the camp becomes like a whole football stadium. It's really cool. But most people end up losing their voices. And they had the talent show right after Olympics at my camp. And I sang Christina Aguilera's I Turn to You at 14 years old. My voice cracked. And I broke down bawling, crying on stage in front of my entire camp. And so my friends came up and they're like, you still did a good job. Like, don't worry about it. And I guess I thought to myself, I'm like, well, I guess it probably can't get any worse than that. So I just kept on singing. And yeah, my one old friend, Robin, we don't talk anymore, but she was always like my motivator, you know, like she was always, that's why I still love her, you know, even though we don't get along at all. Not at all. No. And that's all on her actually. Cause I've tried, but she was always my motivator. She was always there, through Real World, through Idol, you know, pushing me like, Brianna, you really can do this. And I believe in you. And, you know, I used to call her my good luck charm because I feel like I would make it through every audition when her and I were together. Yes, she was the main one that said, you know, you're really good at singing. And then, you know, everything kind of just branched off from there. So.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, you did American Idol, but then you did Real World after American Idol. That's something I've always been kind of curious about, was sort of like that transition, because although both technically identify as like reality TV, they're two vastly different shows, because one's more of like competition, like one's a competition show through singing, and the other is, you know, basically a documentary type thing where they're kind of just filming your lives. So I was always curious about that transition, like throughout the process. Did the producers, when casting you for Real World, did you get a sense that because you were on American Idol, like, that gravitated them towards you? Because maybe in their mind they already knew, like, okay, Hollywood, you know, this is going to be the theme. We want people who are like ambitious about, you know, certain passions. Or did you get a sense that maybe because you were on a show already, like, that they maybe didn't want you? Like, where was it for you?
Well, from what I know, from what I found out after the fact, I was already on the top of their list when they first met me and I told them about Idol. My ex-boyfriend Bobby at the time, we used to sing together, you know, we tried out for American Idol again after I had already made it through. I made it through again, but they stopped me because they're like, you're not allowed to move forward because I made it to a certain point. But I definitely think that had a lot to do, me being on Idol had a lot to do with being cast for Real World, because I'm pretty sure they already knew what city was going to be in. You know, we didn't find out until I had to film being told that I made it through. I remember my friend Robin actually had talked to Svetlana And she was like, wondering about the process and everything. And Svetlana from, I think she was on Key West. Yeah. She's from actually my area that I grew up in. But, Svetlana told Robin that, based upon how everything sounded, she said, your friend made it through. She said she's going to be on The Real World. And, but I remember going to the original casting call for The Real World, and I didn't care that enough about it. Like, I didn't really want to go. But my roommate from home, Joey, he was pushing me to go. And I remember the casting director, Booker looked just like my father, except bald. Mm-hmm. And from what I know, because they clear everything, like, through your family and everything, like, they have to make sure that you really are the person that you're saying that you are.
Yeah.
So, when he talked to my mom, he essentially told my mom that I was one of the few who he called me his find. And I thought that was absolutely incredible, because I've never been called anything like that before. So I think they already knew based upon, like, because I sang for the first audition, or at least the second one. They filmed me a bunch of different times, then I had to film myself. But I think they knew from the very beginning that I was going to be cast on the season. Idol absolutely played a huge role in it. But, even being out on the show, I knew that I wanted to sing, but I didn't know enough about the industry at all. I was only 20 years old, and I was still very much in, like, a childlike mind state. Like, even at 36, I'm still in, like, a fucking childlike mind state, to be honest with you. It's the only way that I get through life. But I remember going to Cherry Tree Productions and not realizing what Cherry Tree was. And now I know about Cherry Tree, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because I didn't understand it. And I watched the show back, and I'm like, for future reference for anybody, always have an idea of what you think you want out of life, because you never know an opportunity, like, when it presents itself to you, if you're passing it up because you just don't understand that much. And that's where I was back then. I just wanted to sing. I didn't know how it was going to happen. Sorry, I went off on another tangent from that, but sorry.
No worries. That's actually why I personally, like, gravitated towards Hollywood a lot, is because, I mean, you just mentioned about the childlike mindset. Essentially, that's what you guys were. You guys, most of you were, in your young 20s at that point. But still, like, you're kind of being thrown into the fire, in a sense, because we're seeing you guys have to kind of make stuff happen on your own. Like, we saw with you and Will going on, like, the streets and just, like, singing, or just, like, kind of almost in a sense marketing yourself to strangers on the street to try and get, your big break or get noticed. Did you feel like that was genuine, as far as, like, the producers wanting you guys to kind of be go-getters with making things happen for, whichever, like, in your case, you wanted to sing, right? Like, did you feel like that was a genuine theme to the season, or was that sort of played up for the storyline's sake of the season?
No, it was absolutely a genuine theme for the season. I mean, there was still a lot that we did that they didn't show, and we all kind of were a little upset about that. Mm-hmm. But that was really a genuine theme for the season. Honestly, I feel as though, like, Will was already in a mind state. Like, Will, Greg, Sarah, of course, were already in, like, a mind frame of, like, this is what I want. This, I'm going to do it, like, however I'm able to achieve it. This is exactly what I want. They all kind of had their minds made up of, what exactly they were trying to do in the industry. Whereas Dave, maybe Kim, myself, I can't include Nick and Brittany, because, I mean, Brittany already had her stuff, like, she was modeling and everything, so she was already had her foot in the door, pretty much. Nick, I have no idea what Nick even wanted to do, but I think I mean, I feel like that production really helped us. Like, speaking for myself, they absolutely helped me, like, more than I even recognized back then, more than I could even, like, comprehend back then, you know? Like, I really, truly felt like they believed in me. And even watching it back, like, you know, being the last castmate to leave the house, like, I don't know. That's just, it's something like iconic about that. Like, you know, it's, I don't think I ever really told them like how thankful I am for them believing in me, even when I didn't believe in myself back then. Cause I didn't know what I was capable of doing. And, overall it was a reoccurring thing. Like they really tried to push us to be our best, and they gave us all different types of opportunities that we all flourished differently in. We met some unbelievable, amazing people. Like this, it was like really a once in a lifetime like experience, you know? And, I don't know. I do think that they really helped. They helped us out. Me especially, I really feel like they really, you know, had my back throughout a lot of stuff. And they were really, I personally felt that. Yeah, it was awesome. It was really, I'm thankful.
Did you have like most of what you would have liked to be shown of you? Or was there anything that like you feel like you didn't get to show potentially fans throughout the time on the show?
Well, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I drank a lot out there. So the one time that I sang for Max Goose, I there was no, like, not even an ounce of liquid in my voice, so it sounded terrible. And when Will's friend came over, I had an ex-boyfriend who, whenever we'd watch the show, it was right after Real World, so when the show first came out and everything, he would put a pillow over his face because he didn't want to see certain things. Mm-hmm. And I think my mom did the same thing. So I don't think I was portrayed in a super duper positive light, but unfortunately that's where I was at in my life back then. You know, I don't dance anymore. I haven't danced in God knows how long years, you know, but, I was extremely immature, but there were still some things that I felt like they could have shown and they should have shown, but they didn't. You know, because they only have a certain amount of time. Like editing is, you know, is a good thing and a bad thing. But I think for the most part, you know, everything was portrayed pretty accurately. I think it was portrayed very accurately, to be honest with you. Because I remember like reading about like the first couple of seasons, like they kind of planted shit around. I don't think anything was planted at all. I wish that there were some other things that they did show, because there was a lot that we did that they didn't end up airing. And I think that kind of upset a lot of us when we were at the reunion. I mean, I was instructed, to be fair, because I never really actually got a chance to say this. I was instructed to hold my tongue, and I was instructed to hold my tongue by a person who had my career in the palm of his hand. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to listen. I'm going to fucking listen. Now I wish I didn't fucking listen, but I was instructed to watch what I say and everything like that. But there was a lot more that I really wanted to say. And I've made videos since then, you know, talking about what exactly happened and how I felt about shit and how I felt about people, my roommates and shit like that. But I do wish that there were some things that I do really wish that they had shown, had aired, because some of the context in certain situations wasn't really known. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I got questions from people like afterwards, like, well, what happened here? Or is this, you know, like, and that's, you know.
Yeah. Was there anything that, like, you know, because you mentioned about having to hold your tongue, was there something that they like specifically didn't want you to talk about at the reunion?
No, they just didn't want me to be a dickhead.
like calling people out and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and I really wanted to. I remember right after the reunion, Kim, Will, and I, we gathered in Will's room, and we made a YouTube video back when YouTube was first starting out and everything. And I actually just, it was like maybe a couple months ago that I read the comments on the YouTube video, or somebody made a response video to our YouTube video, and he's like, well, I think Bree's kind of a bitch for, you know, talking about Sarah instead of saying it at the reunion. Okay, so if you knew like the context of why Will and I and everybody were talking about that afterwards, you know, and a lot of them already knew that I wasn't able to say certain things because I was instructed not to. I kind of took that. I took it a bit of a some type of way because I've never been one to hold my tongue to anybody, and I think that's what burned me up even more so. But then having this response video, like, to that, like, and I'm just seeing it now, I'm like, what the fuck, you know? So I made my own response video to his response video, and it made me feel a lot better. But I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know where else to go with this.
No. Yeah, no, I definitely saw that was kind of a sentiment of a lot of people, at least with, like, you know, the rest of the roommates too, with, seemed like, at least this is just my interpretation. You were there, obviously I wasn't, seemed like Sarah just didn't really take part in a lot of, like, what was going on there, right? Like, it just kind of seemed like, just wasn't really giving us a whole lot to work with.
Yeah, she was kind of like an oddball, I feel like, in the house. Like, I don't know. She was very, very, very prudish, but, like, almost didn't really want to be that way. Mm-hmm. Prudish, that's a fucking word I've used since I was, like, 11. Yeah, she was kind of like, I think she was, like, the odd man out. Because, I mean, Greg just didn't want to fucking listen at all. Like, he just really wanted to do his own thing. And unfortunately, I mean, like, you're there on somebody else's dime, so you gotta listen, like, you know, to a certain extent. But Sarah really, I know, I always question, like, why the fuck is she here? I never really understood it, but maybe she was there just to cause conflict, because that sure is how what she did.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sarah was definitely strange. And I always thought Kim and Sarah's relationship was strange. I think maybe Kim thought that I was a little too wild to actually be friends with me. We talked about that, like, after Axe. Come on, sorry, my dog's trying to get up right next to me. We talked about that actually after the fact, after Real World, and she apologized to me about a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, that makes no difference now because nobody else can see that. But
yeah. Yeah, that was, you and the Kim situation, obviously, was one that was, it was, like, really under a microscope back then, but, like, if that were to take place now, it'd be, like, oh, my God, it'd be, like, wildfire, but, like, you guys seem to have, you know, at least, you know, because you did a challenge with her after the fact, and, like, you two patched it up, seemingly, right?
Yeah, I think so, I guess. I mean, you know, we're always going to have that link, you know, being on our season together, but even when we did the challenge, to be honest with you, I didn't really feel that close to her at all. I didn't. I mean, I talked to her a lot, but, you know, I wasn't really out there to really make friends, and maybe that's what you're supposed to do on the challenge, or you're supposed to, like, make alliances and shit like that. But to be real with you, I don't really like a whole lot of the people out there. I didn't fucking like them. There were plenty of people that I did like. There were a couple, actually, not plenty. There were a couple people that I did like. And like Brad, DM, Danny, Derek, Darrell, all the D's. I'm trying to think of who else. I don't know. There were a couple of them that I really just thought that they were really genuine people. Like, like, you know, just really cared about doing shit right. And not playing the game, but doing shit right. You know what I mean? Whereas, I don't know, Kim, like, I don't know how she did it, but she got in there on the challenge and just, like, started making friends right away. And I'm like, I can't do that. Maybe I can, but I felt awkward being there, to be honest. And then, you know, Kim and I really, we weren't that close. be in there. She was more like, she spent a lot of time with DM. Yeah, DM and I want to say maybe Veronica, Ibis. Yeah, so, but I mean, and I, you know, I would talk to everybody, but I kind of pretty much kept to myself. I guess that doesn't make great TV if I keep to myself.
Yeah. All the fans, like, when they watch the one challenge season that you did, they notice, like, it seems like sort of just like, almost like a dreary sort of vibe. Everybody just kind of seemed to, like, not really be enjoying themselves. Right? Like, it seems kind of miserable. Like, between the weather, I know it was, like, really humid in Thailand. Maybe that was a contributing factor. But, like, did you not have a good time on that challenge?
No. No. It was a lot of hurry up and wait. But I feel like that's all challenges. Like, they're always like that. But I just, I don't know. I don't know if they just didn't cast that one very well or... I mean, there were times that I had a lot of fucking fun, a whole lot of fun. Like, you know, Brad and Danny would keep me crack. Brad especially would keep me cracking up. Oh my gosh, all the fucking time. And Derek and I actually had a really nice heart to heart. It was right. I think his first child was being born, but he wasn't there for it. And, he just came up to me and he's like, "Hey, you know, can I talk to you?" He's like, "I really don't have anybody to talk to." And he's like, "Can I just talk to you?" You know, I listened to him and everything. I think for the most part, I think they might have just cast it wrong, or I don't know. It was weird. It felt weird. And it wasn't just Thailand, because I think Thailand's beautiful. I love traveling. You know, there were a lot of flies and shit, but that's to be expected. It's humid and it's like, it's Thailand. But other than that, I mean, I don't know, but something, you're right, something was very awkward about that season. Like, I can't put my finger on it. Even, like, the people, like, in the house, like, I noticed, like, certain people were just acting very weird, like, and I'll always say this, Sarah just acted strange, because I had met her right before her season, and she was really cool, really down to earth, everything, but, you know, that's, she was just playing the game, but I just didn't like that. I thought that it was just, she just was weird. She was weird.
Like, was it sort of like a situation where you almost felt like the environment almost like changed her, you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair with you, Tanya didn't help that at all, because Tanya was just, she was a fucking shit wreck. Just a horrible shit wreck. Nice girl, don't get me wrong. She was always polite to me, but she was just a fucking wreck. You know, and you have to have some type of control over your own actions. And I think she had a little bit to do with, like, lowering the vibe in the house. Because she was just all over the fucking place. From what I know, she was going through some shit. But, like, I don't know. To have, like, zero control over your actions or anything, like, that's just stupid to me. That makes no fucking sense to me. Like, you're getting what you're asking for. And she asked for a fucking lot. It was disgusting. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But, yeah, just something about the vibe was off. I don't know. There are certain people that, like, I didn't feel like we're being very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's never genuine, but, you know, that's to be expected. But I think he's a pretty cool dude, actually.
Mm-hmm. Did that, like, it factor into maybe your decision to come back for a future season? Or was it, like, maybe obligations outside that kept you from coming back? Where was that looking like?
I guess I'm allowed to talk about it. I called and I said, "Hey, you know, I'm interested in doing a challenge." And they essentially told me that I'm too young, but I'm too old. So they essentially said no, without saying no. But hey, if you guys think that I should be back on a fucking challenge, I would love to whoop some ass. And please let them know. Make your voices heard. Make your voices heard to the umpteenth power. Okay? Make them feel like dickheads. All right? Ask for whoever you want the fuck back on there. Because they're guaranteed, they and enough people, they'll make it happen. But I would love to do another challenge. I would love to. I just want to be honest, there's a couple people that I really just want to put in the chokehold. in whatever way that I can, I would love to do that. I would love to do that. Plus, I want to win some fucking money. And nobody's hungrier than me right now. Nobody's fucking hungrier than me right now. So I want to win some fucking money. I want to put some people in a chokehold. Probably pee on somebody's bed, maybe, if that's what I'm going to it. Wait, I'm not going to do that. I'm not telling you. But go ahead.
No, well, knock on wood, since you said that, I mean, since the last time you and I spoke, they, like, introduced a newer challenge. You may or not have heard of it. They refer to it as All-Stars, and it's, like, basically exclusively all the people that you remember, like, doing shows with or seeing, like, I'm sure on, like, appearances and stuff. It's all just real-worlders and road rulers. So that literally might be in your wheelhouse here if you get the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I would love it. I noticed it's all pretty much the same people, but I know that they're also doing, like, Big Brother stars and Survivor stars, which I didn't follow. I still don't follow the challenge, to be honest with you. I just don't have the patience or the time. Plus, I would just be yelling at the screen the whole fucking time. And I'm too grown to be doing that now. I yell at my son enough. But it was a while ago that I said, I just can't follow it. I can't get into it anymore. I'm like, either the people just fucking suck, or they're boring, or they're, you know, like, I don't know what it is. I'm like, yeah, I get ratings and stuff. And I commented on somebody's tweet. I said, I get ratings and everything, but I said, are the ratings really good? And then right after that, I don't think it was anything that I said, but I think that they were already planning on, like pulling from other shows. And I think that that's a really fucking good idea. I thought that was really fucking creative of them, like, to pull from, like, Big Brother and Survivor and, like, you know, everything else. I'd love to see one of them Jersey Shore idiots getting on there. I'd love to see Snooki, like, just be, like, just, like, you know, roll down. Real World fan. Like,
She was a huge Real World fan. That's the reason why
I believe
she
does that.
Yeah.
I believe that. I have my own feelings about Jersey Shore, to be honest with you. Just living in Jersey, they're not Jersey people.
New Yorkers.
Yeah, they're definitely New Yorkers. And they make a whole lot of money for, I just don't understand that, making so much fucking money, but you have zero talent. Like, maybe Pauly D can DJ a little bit, but, like, other than that, I guess that's the nature of the beast, you know? Like, it is what it is, but I would love to see a Jersey Shore, some of the Jersey Shore people on the challenge. That'd be pretty cool. I think that'd be neat.
So that call that you referring to, as far as, like, you saying, like, about coming back, was that back in the day, or was that recent?
A couple years ago, maybe like 2 years ago.
Wow. Okay. That's okay. So that may or may have not been before All Stars got, like, made a thing. So, because now they've been casting, like, on the, you know, the All-Star one, they're casting people that are, like, either, yeah, like, already in their 50s and people that are pushing 50. So, like, I mean, I see no reason why you can't just be plucked right in there. So yeah, for those that are watching, by all means, use that voice if you want Brianna back, because I know there's certainly a lot of people that do,
at least. Yeah. And I promise I'm going to do whatever I can in order to fucking win. Like, I thought it was also odd because Britney was on a challenge, four years ago. So how am I, like, oh, I'm too old, but I'm too new. Like, what the fuck? I was on the Real World season 20. It was 2008. Like, I'm only 36. And I think I'm in a better shape right now because I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. Granted, don't judge me because I'm smoking my vape, but I think I'm in better shape now than I was back then. Like, I could easily beat Susie now.
Yeah. That was a good elimination, so I'm sure a rematch might float some people's boats, you know? I kind of want to...
Does Evelyn still do them?
No, she hasn't actually done it in quite some time. I think 2011 was her last one that she did. So she's in law now. Like, she's a lawyer or some form of that field. Yeah.
That's awesome. God bless her. I always liked Evelyn. I thought she was a sweetheart. She kind of was very emotional, but I always liked her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She meant well.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to ask you though about, you know, bringing it back to Hollywood again. So, you know, we talk about Greg, right? He obviously made waves with everybody in the house. You being 36 now, being very removed from that situation of where you were in 2008, are you able now to kind of look at that situation from a different lens, or how would you really look at it now, being able to view the situation years removed?
Well, I've always said, and everybody, and my roommates from the show can attest to this, that if I was home when Greg got told that he had to leave, I would have stuck up for him, period. Bottom line, we're all there, you know, and we all deserve to be here and give, you know, Greg, granted, got a chance, but I still would have said, I don't want him to go home. Why would he have to? Like, stupid, Greg, just fucking listen from now on, idiot. You know, but I still don't like the fact that nobody stuck up for him. And even though, yeah, he created waves in the house, you know, sometimes people just need that extra, like, push to be like, okay, well, maybe I am being a dickhead, you know, and maybe that could have, might have changed his behavior, but I didn't like the fact that nobody stuck up for him, and I didn't like the fact that I didn't even get a chance to even have an opinion about it, because I was at home, you know, in Philly. But, I do see the situation, in ways differently. I think Greg is either he's way too secure with himself, or he's highly insecure with himself. He has narcissistic tendencies, which, to be fair, the majority of people do, especially if you're an American, we have narcissistic tendencies. That's just a nature of our being. So, I don't judge Greg at all. In fact, I for the most part, get along with him mostly. But he always had his guard up. He was weird. He was bipolar. He would, you know, he would be one way one day and then be another way another day. Like, and it was just like, we're just living right now, dude. This isn't a challenge. You don't have to act. You're not winning any fucking money. We're just living our lives. You don't have to be, I don't know if he just did that because he got bored, but, I think he just did. I don't know, but I do see the situation differently, but I still would have done the same thing. He deserved to be there. He got there for a reason, so he shouldn't have been sent home. You know, it's not like he, you know, I don't agree with, like, I feel like if you get into a fist fight, it is what it is. I don't think anybody should be sent home for getting into fist fights. But even if he did do that, like, I still obviously would be like, I think you should stay. But it's not like he did anything crazy wrong. He just saw a better opportunity. He wanted to go after that opportunity. And that's what we were there for. So I don't know why he was sent home. And I still disagree with that.
Yeah, he's somebody who I thought would have been, like, almost tailor-made for the challenge.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I could only imagine, like, I mean, you lived in the house, so you might have a different perspective, but, like, I think if I were to put Brianna as, like, a fan for a second, right, and, like, separate, where you don't have to actually personally live with him, I feel like you would enjoy watching him, like, on TV, like, from a third-party perspective.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe. I think I might think that he's like kind of like, he comes off douchey. He does. Greg, forgive me. But you come off a little, well, you used to. I don't know how you are now, of course. It's been years, so I hope you're well. But he did come off douchey. Like, even walking in the house, like it seemed like he had to put on an act. And I kind of think when we all first got there, we all felt awkward. Like, I swear, I kept on saying to myself, I'm like, am I being punked right now? Like, am I the only, like, is everybody else an actor here and I'm the only, like, normal person? That's what I always thought. I felt that for, like, a good week. And I'm like, this is just fucking weird. But then, I don't know, Greg's behavior was just so weird. So weird. But that motherfucker could cook. He could cook. His ass off. So that all, you know, that, you know, that's also another reason why I wanted him to stay. That's another thing I give him kudos about, you know, because he was a good cook. But I don't know if I would like him if I were like a fangirl, like watching the show. I don't know. There's very few people from seasons that I've actually liked when I used to watch.
Before or after?
Before.
Who did you gravitate towards as a fan before going on to?
Well, just for the record, I fucking hated Anissa. I thought she got on my fucking nerves. Like, she's, and to be honest, and I'm from Philly, I know everything, and I've met her many times. Every time I've met her, she's always hit on whoever I was with, made me feel wildly uncomfortable. She was, I don't know what she's claimed to be a lesbian, but then she wasn't a lesbian. And even though I dated mostly guys, and every guy that I was with, she would hit on, and it was so bad, like, to the point where some of my friends were like, Brianna, you're really going to let her do that? And I just stood there, because I'm like, if I do anything, I'm going to end up going to jail, which I probably should have ended up. I mean, I ended up going to jail in a different way anyway, but I probably still should have done something. But I didn't really care about them, those guys, that much. Like, it really didn't make me any fucking difference. It's just principle. But I don't know what her deal was, but I didn't like her.
Stuff like, did that occur, like, during, like, appearances you guys were doing, like, for shows or?
Nope, and I would just see her out. I would just see her out in Philly, and I
run into each other. But okay, wow.
Yep, and I saw her out a couple of times, and it was the same thing every single time. Like, do you have no shame? Like, that's just fucking rude. But if I were to see her again, I would tell her that in a heartbeat, no problem. But I haven't seen her in God knows how long. But I didn't like her on her season. And I, you know, Philly's got to rep Philly. I'm not repping her. Who did I like? I love The Miz. Oh, I just love him. I think he's fucking phenomenal. He's just, he's amazing. Mike is he's a really sweet guy. And I'm so proud of him. Like, I always love watching Real Worlders, like Theo Vaughn. Oh, I would love, oh my gosh. If I could be his best friend, that'd be like the best thing that's ever happened to me. He is so stupid funny, but I love seeing Real Worlders and Road Rollers go past, you know, their just average line. You know, like, I love watching people move forward. Like, you know, even Johnny Bananas, you know, I don't know what exactly he does, but he's doing it. You know, I'm proud of him. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one thing that I do like. So anybody that actually, even if I didn't like them on their season, anybody that's actually moving forward and utilizing the tools that they have and growing their gifts, like Ellen that was in The Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
She's cool. I never met her, actually. I don't think I did, but that I'm proud of her. Like, that shit's awesome. You know, like, that's really fucking cool when you can move forward past, like, you know, Real World, or, you know, like, I like that. I like people that pursue their passions. I can't think of anybody in particular that I really like them on their season, to be honest with you. I can't think of anybody right now.
Well, did you know who Janelle was before going, when she came on to your season?
I knew who she was, yeah, but I never met her and never talked to her.
What did you think of that? Like, you, like, the other cast, obviously, you know, Will was, you know, dating her for a short second there, but, like, what did the rest of the roommates think of that? Like, were you guys annoyed that, like, she was kind of, you know, I don't want to say hogging spotlight, because it's still something that kind of happened, but, like, at the same time, it's kind of like she's double dipping in a sense, because it's like, you know, you already had your season a couple of seasons prior, and now you're kind of coming on and taking up some of the attention from current cast members.
I've always been vocal about this, and I actually just made a video not too long ago talking about it. I thought that was the lowest thing that Real World could have done was bringing her out. That Beauty Murray could have done was bringing her out during our finale, our reunion. I thought that was a total piece of shit thing, because, you know what? Obviously, back then, they didn't know that Joey wasn't going to be here anymore, but now he's not here. And that time could have been utilized in talking about the things that he wanted to do, the things that he was working on, like, you know, the projects he was getting done. Actually, it's funny, because I just talked to Joey's son the other day, randomly. He's about the same age as my son. Yeah, but I thought that was amazing that he reached out. His son reached out. But I thought that Janelle coming back was just so unnecessary. And it was all for shock value, but there was no shock behind it. She was barely there, like, barely there. Will got in trouble one night because he spent the night over at her house, but nobody fucking cared. Production cared, but nobody cared. You know, like, she just was, like, so useless. She was just useless. Like, I don't know what role she even played. Kim was all over her dick at some point. I don't know why. And then Sarah, of course. Sarah's got a big fucking mouth. Sarah talk too much shit. You see, I still hold on to a lot. Sarah talked a whole lot of shit on Will. I found a letter, actually. It's funny. I found a letter from Will. And I told him that I found it. And it was pretty much him saying, I don't know who told Janelle all this shit, but he's like, I look out for you girls. And then he went into the detail about, like, me, like, you know, sticking up for Dave fighting. I thought that was really sweet. And the fact that I found this, like, just a couple months ago, I found the letter. I'm like, what the hell? But he even wrote about Janelle in there. Like, this girl meant nothing in my life, you know? So for anybody to, like, try to bring me down because, you know, they just wanted to gossip, like, that's mm-hmm. fucked up. And it was fucked up. But bringing her back out on the reunion show was just so low. It was so shitty, so stupid. And now that Jalee's not here, it makes me even more fucking angry.
Yeah, I feel like you guys collectively had enough content that, like, that didn't even feel necessary, you know? Yeah. Well, that's actually quite interesting that you just mentioned about Joey's son reaching out to you. Like, you don't have to obviously get into, like, specifics, but, like, what do you know, like, what the overall, like, context was, like, as to what made him reach out?
Yeah, it was on Instagram, actually, and he's like, hey, you were on the road with my dad, and I saw it, and I just started crying, and he's pretty much following in his dad's footsteps. He literally said, he's like, you know, I'm a weightlifter, you know, I weight train, everything like that, and he's like, but I'm gonna be bigger than my dad one day. I'm like, do it, dude, fucking do it. He sounds like a really sweet kid. He's about the same age as my son. He's a little bit older than my son. But he, you know, he's a lot like his dad. Just in the short while talking to him, he's a lot like his father. And, like, that's pretty cool for him. He apparently reached out to a bunch of my castmates. I told Kim that he reached out to me, and she hasn't said shit, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. This poor little boy, he just wants to, you know, get to know, like, anybody that knew his father. Maybe she's busy. I hope you're busy, Kim. Will said that he reached out to him, and Will, you know, Will's been talking to him and everything, but I would love to meet him one day, you know, just give him a big old hug. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's really great. I totally didn't even know that Joey had a kid. So this is all, I'm sure for those who just like me didn't know, this is going to be, like, you know, really probably in a way even therapeutic for them, you know, because I know, like, anytime, you know, you watch somebody on screen, you almost grow, like, sort of like an attachment to that person, even if you don't know them. And then, like, if they, you know, obviously go, then it, like, creates sort of like a void. And, you know, that's actually really incredible. I didn't know that. That's great. Wow.
Yeah, son was born a little before he passed. He was born a little bit before he passed. So he never really, like, got to know, from what I know anyway, I could be wrong, but he never really got to know his son. So, yeah, and I'm still upset about that. Like, it's just so, just a unnecessary passing. Joey was such a great guy. He really was. Big heart.
Did you two have, were you guys on good, you know, standing prior to his passing?
Yeah, I mean, I thought so. I didn't like the fact that his manager reached out to me, like it was just business as usual. I'm like, if Joey wants to talk to me, Joey can call me, you know, like, I'm his friend. Like, I thought that was awkward. It was weird. Like, and this manager, from what I know, this manager had a lot to do with his demise, his downfall. So I hope I never meet that motherfucker, because if I do, I'm spitting right in his fucking face. That was the only time that I kind of felt some type of way, but I don't think Joey really knew anything about it, so I can't blame him, you know, and I never would, because, you know, I understand his demons more than ever now. I understand his demons, and it just, that's a shitty fucking feeling. It sucks, but I still think it's wild that he predicted his own death.
Wow. He did?
Yeah, he did on the show.
I remember that. That was during the letter, wasn't it?
No, it was actually when him and I were sitting outside. He was just got done working out or something. I don't know. I think he was working out, but he was punching like the punching bag, and he started crying. He's like, you know, it's just one day. He's like, Joey's not going to be here. And he kept on saying that Joey's not going to be here. And of course I thought at the time, I'm like, Joey, you're being melodramatic, dude. You're already taking the right steps. Like, but he wasn't being melodramatic. He was telling the absolute fucking truth. And that's, I don't know how much more serious we could have all have taken it. You know, we tried to as best as we could at 20, 23, 25 years old. But it was more of a problem than I think any of us realized.
Mm-hmm.
It almost killed me too. Like, so, you know, I get it. I totally understand it. It's, I just feel bad for his son's never going to get a chance to know his father, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing with the managers, I know, like, that's kind of like a prevalent thing, especially like around the times when Real World first started, and even like when you were on, we see like in reality TV, like all these like supposed managers just coming in and almost like in a shiesty sort of way, sort of looking to kind of leech off of, you know, the cast members and whatnot. Did you ever have any like run-ins with people trying to like be your manager? And
oh yeah, I still have that shit happen. I still have that, and it's like the worst people possible. I'm like, motherfucker, I can read you now. Like, it's wild to me. I mean, there's some stuff happened right after the show, and you know, it still hits a nerve with me, with like people that I thought were my friends, and you know, and I guess that's everybody's kind of situation. You know, you do anything really of notoriety in your life, and people want to leech onto that. But yeah, I've had many interactions with people that either want to be my manager or want to use me for their own benefit, or think that I have something more than what the fuck I got. Like, they think that I can really, like, I don't know, work wonders in their life. Like, oh, you must know so-and-so. Or, like, I'm me. I'm fucking normal. Like, you know, I don't understand. I don't understand it. People's greed is just absolutely astronomical sometimes. It really is.
Yeah. Did you feel like coming out of the show, obviously, with your singing career, did you feel like the show like aided or hurt you in your career?
Definitely aided it. My summertime did really, really phenomenally well. I remember Tomas, my producer, sending me a picture of summertime hitting number one, I think, in all the alternative section in iTunes, and it was number one for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, this is absolutely, like, it's insane, you know. I still can't believe it. And then hearing it on the radio for the first time, and I don't know if I ever said, but in the house, I used to get in trouble because I would play it over and over and over and over. And I'm like, Brianna, you can't do that because we're going to have to pay royalties every time you play it. Even if it's playing in the background, you can't do that. And I got all upset. I'm like, but I'm so proud of it. And, you know, and but they understood, you know. Real World absolutely aided in a lot of the things that I was able to do after. Sorry, there's this truck that drives by, and it's like a truck, but it's made up of like three other trucks. I can't explain it, but I think that was just it that drove by. But like, it's got like different colors on it and different pieces. I'm like, what kind of vehicle is that? It's fucking weird. And it's loud as hell. It's like, are you trying to be drooling or, but anyway, you know, it definitely aided. And there's never going to be a day where I don't say that I'm thankful for everything that, you know, Buna Murray did and our Real World and my producer, my songwriter, my label, my everything. Like it was once in a lifetime. And I just want to keep that momentum going. I want to be able to actually really, truly achieve my dreams and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to, you know, continuing to follow you from afar and see what all the great things you've got going on with, you know, your music. And hopefully those that are tuning into this, you know, if we could use our voice here, let's get Brianna back on a challenge of some sort. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's overdue at this point that, Real World Hollywood gets some type of representation on, you know, because I've always loved that season, and I feel like it was super popular when it was out, but I think because of, like, maybe, like, you know, the lack of presence maybe your cast members have had in recent years, like, your season's almost, like, kind of fallen through the cracks a little bit. Like, I kind of want to, you know, remind some people of, like, how, you know, well, one, entertaining, but two, like, you guys talked about some, you know, genuine stuff there. So, you know, if we could get you on a challenge of some sort, that'd be great.
Yeah, I would fucking love that. And if anybody wants to slide in any stupid, silly shit that they would like for me to do, like, if they have a cast member that they fucking hate, I have no qualms. I have no problems with causing a ruckus. I don't fucking care, honestly. Because you know what? I'm going to play the game, too. I need the fucking money. I'm tired of, like you said, like, being shoved in the background. That's some bullshit. I want to get on a challenge so bad. I really fucking do. Because I want my son to be like, yeah, that's my mom. That's my mom. She's kicking ass out there. You know, like, that's what I really want. You know, my son just sees me washing dishes and shit. That's boring.
Well, you mentioned about Twitter. Where would you prefer people to, you know, keep up with you if they want to?
So I have my Facebook. I have my Facebook music page. It's Brianna Lee Taylor Music, but I also have my own, like, original stuff. So I go by Bree Teller, T-E-L-L-E-R. So anybody that's ever watched Sons of Anarchy, Jax Teller, clearly you can tell how I feel about him. But I changed my last name up a little bit. But yeah, I go by Bree Teller. Bree Teller Music is my Facebook and my Insta. Bree Teller Music. So please come check me out. I'd love to meet people, make friends, you know, talk to anybody, answer questions, whatever you guys want. I love to hear people's voices, people's opinions, people's thoughts, their feelings. I love that. It's also why I do music. So,
Well, anybody who watched this, please be sure to let Brianna know how much you enjoyed her on this episode. Brianna, it was great catching up with you. This was a blast. So, thanks.
You too, Mike. Thank you.
Bye bye. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. I'll see you. Bye, guys. Thank you.